from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 94, WIP, TK, ESP, Mike Reese, all with you on the afternoon show today. Phillies and Astros coming up tonight, 6:40 first pitch. Question we've been asking today, what do the Phillies need to do to make you feel like they're back? I need to see 5-2 this week. And I think we're all kind of on the same page here. Mm-hmm. I think the conversation about whether they are back or not earlier today, that's crazy. Win 2 or 3 against the Royals.
Do you think this is, a defining stretch? Because for me, this really will. Obviously, the record indicates how they play. But to me, this is a big time, let's see what this team has in them.
I don't feel like it's a defining stretch because, I mean, it's baseball. Like, they could, you know, play 3 and 4 this week, and they could figure it out in a couple weeks and end up being okay. But if you are able to put it together this week and you go 5-2, you go 6-1, do something like that, then I think you're feeling like, okay, the rest of the season is about just preparing yourself for that moment. So I don't look at it as drastically as you do with it, but I do think, I mean, it's obviously an important week for this team to put themselves in position at the right direction.
I want to see them rise to the moment. I understand your point. They could go, I mean, you know, they could go 1-6 or whatever it is, and in theory they could still win the World Series. They built themselves a cushion, but after 2 months of this team being kind of lackluster, it would really impress me and make me feel better about the team if I saw them rise to the occasion against these two teams at home.
That's fair enough. And I think psychologically for them, they need to turn the tide a little bit. Like, because watching them recently, it's felt like they're waiting for something to happen instead of making something happen.
Yeah.
And I think the last couple days are encouraging front of, okay, maybe they're really coming around and forcing something to happen here. But yeah, I think that's the big thing is they need to string a legitimate stretch together here where you're playing good baseball for a couple weeks. And I think that would change a lot in as far as how we view them and what we're looking at. So talking about that with the Phillies, Taiwan Walker, should he be back in the rotation come Thursday? And also with the Eagles, Jalen Hurts, can he be a quarterback you win because of? And it's one of those things where, yeah, Jalen's a really good quarterback and was great in 22, but I think all the pieces need to be perfect around him for him to play at that MVP caliber level. And the question really is, you know, is Jalen the reason everything else goes, or are the other things the reason he goes? I think it's everything else that Jalen follows suit.
Yeah, I think he's the player that makes this team go. He just is. It's just the reality of the quarterback situation. There's a reason he got so much more money than everybody else. And, you know, as someone that's got a chance to watch these backup quarterbacks play, like, he's way better. If Kenny Pickett goes in, I think they could tread water, but it wouldn't be the same as having Jalen in there.
Yeah, and obviously it'd be a lot different. Yeah. Obviously it'd be a lot different having Kenny Pickett in there than having Jalen in there. But without further ado, I've got a Mount Rushmore for you today.
It's Spike's Mount Rushmore.
Well, I'm commandeering the Mount Rushmore from Spike today. And right now, guys, I'm dealing with a move,
okay,
which is with 2 kids and a third on the way. It's a pain. I mean, this is...
And how long has this been going on, this move?
This move is... We're about, I guess, a week into, like, preparing. The official moving day is Thursday, but there's been a lot needing to get done at the new house. And I'll say the first thing, and this is obvious, packing. I mean, packing up a whole house, moving to another house, terrible experience. I mean, you don't think it's that much, but you don't realize how much you have until you have to pack it all up and move it, even if it's just 15 minutes away.
Listen, packing, well, you don't want to hire a moving company?
No, we're getting assistance from a moving company, but you still got to pack it all up for them.
You do?
Yeah. You got to pack everything up. Boxes?
Not the movers.
They did all the packing. Yes, I'm okay. Sorry.
Well, I will say,
back in the day, I packed.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't even pack. I just threw stuff in boxes. Okay. And yeah, that was considered packing.
Well, that's basically what it is.
Yes.
But it's still a pain.
There is always way more stuff than you think.
Yeah.
In my head, I'm always thinking, oh, it'll take me 2 days if that to pack. And then you do it. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Stop taking trash from one place to the next.
Yep.
In other words, I'm talking to you.
You got to discard some things.
But this is really for you to relate to the Mrs.
Okay.
Because they like to hold on to stuff and bring stuff.
That's the difference. I'm the hoarder.
Oh,
she's
you're
the one who wants to get rid of stuff. I don't want
to
throw stuff out
and
then need to buy it again down the road. So,
but you got to move it.
Yeah, but you got to. Yeah.
But it's easier to move it.
But this is your chance to get new stuff. This is your chance to get, upgrade the stuff you're holding on to.
I didn't say throw away everything. I said throw away the stuff you've been holding on to for 10 years.
Yeah, but there's some stuff I just can't get rid of. I don't know. But packing number one. Number two, work you need done. I mean, I was at this.
You can get rid of that Bing bag, man. You can get rid of the Bing bag.
The big Bing bag chair from college?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It's time to move on.
I'll take your advice.
Your Donovan jersey from 2005.
I still have that.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Does it still fit?
I still have two Donovan jerseys. My favorite player back in the day.
You keep those, TK.
Yeah.
Keep those.
Yeah, there you go. Work you need done. Now, this was awful. Saturday night, I'm over at this house. I'm stripping wallpaper for 8 hours. And I feel like I got essentially
no place.
At the new place.
At the new place.
Yeah.
You can't just paint over wallpaper.
They don't recommend it.
They don't recommend it.
They don't recommend it.
You don't paint over wallpaper.
I'm just trying to think of a shortcut here.
You can do it.
Who the hell puts wallpaper on wall steel?
The old guy that was living there before he bought the house.
Actually, wallpaper is coming back into style.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, it is.
It is.
I'm telling you, yeah. We just, and I'm not just saying this because we did it. We put wallpaper on one wall in a room. It's like an accent wall now.
Okay.
I'm telling you. And let me tell you, putting up wallpaper, not easy.
Well, taking it off is even harder.
It's even harder.
No, that wallpaper is staying up there for a long time.
And
I
this
can
guy
tell you
had
that much.
Like layers of wallpaper on top of layers of wallpaper, so it was terrible. So working on the new house is another thing.
Right.
Asking for help is another part of it because I can't do this by myself. Look at me. I mean, I don't know anything about how
I thought you were a handyman.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you did. But we
asking
have,
for help moving.
Oh,
or
that's John Johnson. That's not you. That's Jan Johnson.
Yeah, that's
the overnight guy is contracting sometimes. Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe I could. Al suggested I bring him over and have him distribute Blue Chews to people, which would have been a great idea. But asking for help because I had all my in-laws helping. We had 8 people stripping wallpaper this house Saturday.
Holy
night.
Cow!
It was terrible.
yeah, I'd have just painted over that bad boy. I'm telling you right now.
Well, we're not doing the rest. The painter's doing the rest. And the last thing is lawn maintenance because now I actually have a big yard.
Ah,
I'm going to have to take care of the lawn. I'm going to be mowing stuff. I'm going to be weed whacking.
There you go.
Doing all sorts of stuff.
Dude, having a lawn is the worst. I have a lawn in my house in the city, and the only benefit of it, we can let the dog go out. Like, I have to walk him around.
Right.
But every single—
I didn't even know you had a dog.
Yeah, come on. Little
okay.
Kingsley.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like Spike with the dog, but you know.
Right, yeah.
But
you look like a dog.
Speaking
guy,
of dogs, it's my dog's birthday. Shout out Spartacus.
There you go.
9 years old today.
There you go, Sparty.
Yeah. Hey, I got to put out the picture so my daughter won't be mad.
Nice. There you go. Get those Instagram likes. You know?
There you go.
Every time with the lawn, here would be my advice. It's so easy to let it get out of control. Every time I cut, I'm like, oh, that's not that bad. I'll do it next time. Then I wait a month, and it's just gone. So with the lawn, you really do got to do it like once a week.
Yeah, and I'm going to need to do that. It stinks.
Yeah.
A lot of work moving into a house.
Yeah, and the lawn, listen, here's the thing. You'll appreciate your home more when you're out there spending more time with your home.
Right.
So you're out there, you know, you're picking up the weeds and you cut the grass. Now, is the grass your yard? I don't want you to.
It's a big yard.
So you need a rod more, or can you use a push?
I want to use a push.
Okay,
I want to get that exercise.
Okay, get you a push mower in, throw your earbuds in, and
Now, what's the etiquette on this? Because we're moving in the house. Once we're all moved in and all settled and everything, do we need to have like a party with the neighbors or something like that? Is that something people normally do?
That's a negative.
Okay. All right.
It's a good way to make friends, though.
I don't really want to do that, so I didn't know if that's
something.
But
the wife may want to.
Yeah, is obligated to do.
Yeah. I will tell you this. Now that I think about it, you are moving into the neighborhood.
Yeah, I think you should.
It's always good to know your neighbors.
All right. Well, I feel
you
like
have to know all of them.
Just
but
go knock door to door, just
well,
to introduce
you
myself.
Throw flyers in the mailbox and say you're having a barbecue. Stop by.
What, just put flyers in the mailbox with my picture on it?
Yeah.
Be like, well, hey, I'm your neighbor now.
Use your WIP
I'm
headshot.
Moving into the neighborhood. Yeah. What? Isn't it the other way? Aren't they supposed to come to you with, like,
that's what I'm thinking.
Welcome to the neighborhood stuff?
Housewarming gifts?
Yeah, yes.
I'll let you guys know when we get moved in this weekend, and we'll see what the fallout is.
I moved in my neighborhood. I was one of the first ones to move in, so I didn't get all of that.
Well, you were also a celebrity, too.
Yeah, but I was the third.
It was a new development.
Yeah, it was
you're
a new
saying.
Development.
Yeah.
So I was the third home in the development.
Okay.
So I was the person they basically told all the other people lived there so that they would move into the damn development.
Should have given you a little cut.
Yeah.
I didn't get anything.
That's messed up.
Well, I didn't find out till later.
Yeah.
But it's not like they told me they were doing it. It's just when once I met neighbors, they said, yeah, the realtor or the people told us that you lived out here. Yeah, when we moved out
See,
here.
See, the benefit of knowing your neighbors is they can do things for you. This is why you have to have the party.
That sounds
right?
very stubborn.
I'm just being real. Like,
well,
they can pick up packages for
watch
you. You got a
the
bar.
Home desk
exactly.
When you're not there. Yes, he's right.
See, I got lucky. When I moved to my neighborhood, James Seltzer lives around the corner from me.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't have to do the whole, like, I already had somebody.
What's it like being neighbors with Seltzer?
Well, he's basically a nocturnal owl at this point.
Right.
Because, he's not running around the block during the day because he's sleeping most of the time.
Okay.
But yeah. But, you know, if I need a package picked up, I mean, we're in the city. So if it's sitting on the stoop, like,
yeah,
you got to get that thing picked up within 15, 20 minutes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Or it's gone. Or you're not getting that package. So
well, there you go. That's my Mount Rushmore of nightmare moving things. It's been tough, man.
Listen,
a few days.
I agree with you on all of it. I hated moving when I was younger. I'm fortunate to where we've moved at. It'll be 18 years in November. So I've been there longer than I've ever lived in any one place ever in my entire life. The house I live in now.
Well, it sounds like you're settled in.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's perfect.
Listen, no, I hate moving. That's why I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm done now.
The high taxes haven't run me out of Jersey yet.
I don't want to move ever again.
Two times ago when I moved, I was like, I'm going to do it all by myself. And my girlfriend at the time, now wife, was like, no, let's hire people. Like, no, I got it. Packed the whole truck up, da-da-da. I ran the pickup truck into, like, you know those, like, bridges where it's, like, no big trucks?
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention. Drove into a truck, backed up into a ditch. The truck was, like, hanging off, like, a thread. Needless to say, I hired movers.
Yeah, you don't, look, you don't look. Yeah. You do look like a dog guy. You don't look like a truck guy.
No, I was not a truck guy. Yeah. It was.
The people
around me must have been like, "What in the world is going on here?"
Yeah. One thing I was very much in favor of: hire the movers. We're not doing this ourselves.
Right.
So
does this mean you're moving away from Tom Kelly, the neighbor?
Yes, my next door neighbor now is named Tom Kelly. So I'm moving away from them.
Two Tom Kellys?
Yeah.
How often did the mail get mixed up?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
But also, how do you know it's getting mixed up?
Because it has the wrong address.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Then the mailman's like, what the hell?
Yeah, exactly. 215.
You got to make sure John Johnson sends your gift.
Make sure my blue.
When Tom sees his blue shoe, that's not for the next door neighbor.
Right, I don't know my blue shoe's going to the wrong house. All right.
Other Tom's coming over like, I think you got the wrong
It's the discreet packaging.
Hey, the packaging is discreet.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
So
the results are not.
He doesn't know what I'm getting. Good one, Buzz. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Also, our side topic today, what's a reunion that you would like to see off the band Oasis reuniting after, what, like 20 years of infighting, I guess, between the two of them. Let's go back to the phones. Go to Tasty Cake Dom. What's up, Dom?
Hey, Tommy. Hey, Ike. Ellie, it's the first time talking to you.
What's up? Yeah, dude, let me tell you, one of my favorite callers to hear. It's a pleasure to actually talk to you.
Thank you very much. I want to talk about the Phillies, Tommy, but I just want to say, I think Jalen's going to be electrifying this year. I think the Eagles are going to be. The only thing I'm a little concerned about, Elliot, is that from the Super Bowl year last year, those 30 sacks we were missing, I think that was a big deal.
Yes.
Yeah, the pass rush is a major question going into the year, for sure. And, you know, that game on Saturday, while
my biggest concern, Taysom Cake, my bad. Go ahead, finish.
No, I was going to say, I mean, while the game on Saturday, there was not a ton to take away from that. One is, Nolan Smith played a lot of snaps in that game, and I don't think played very well. So, going into this year, it's pretty clear Vic knows that Nolan needs to improve quite a bit, because he's played him more than any other edge rusher in the preseason.
Yep. So, on the Phillies, first of all, I got to come clean, Tommy. At 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon, I was about as frustrated with Topper as I've ever been the whole season. I mean, JT smashes the ball twice Saturday night. You got a bullpen game, so you want him calling balls and strikes, and he sits the guy. I thought it was out. Now, it worked out for him. I still think that was a bad decision.
Yeah, Dom, it's one of those things where I would have loved JT to be back in the lineup, too. And hey, I really didn't like last Sunday when Harper and JT didn't hit in the ninth. But in this instance, I got it. Considering you don't have a day off, you know, you're playing seven straight games this week at home against good competition. I didn't have a problem with what he did yesterday, and obviously it was the right decision.
Now, the great good things for me is, like I already said, having this rotation back in place where these next six games, right, time you're going to get Wheeler twice, then you're going to get Nola, Ranger, Sanchez, and they only got to deal with Walker once. I like them winning five of those seven games for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you'd hope, is that you could win five of those seven this week.
And the last Phillies point, Elliot, I was surprised. You think Turner's been a disappointment? The guy's hitting 300 on one leg.
I think since signing with the team, he has not been what people thought he would be. He's had stretches where he's been really good, and I agree. This year, he's probably been more consistent than he was last year. But don't forget, it took Jack Fritz saving the season last year to get him going. Yeah. And then this year, he didn't get off to a great start either. Obviously, dealt with injury as well. So it's not that he's been terrible. The point I was making was just mostly he has not been what people thought when they signed him.
Elliot, I want to talk to you again in 3 weeks, because you see that grounder he beat out yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
He was flying that. He couldn't do that all season.
Yeah, I agree. He looks healthier than he has early in the year.
That average is going to be a 320 3 weeks from now.
Dom, what do you got for...
Average is going to be 320 3 weeks from now.
What do you got for a reunion, Dom?
If Ike's doing mediator stuff, like this for you and me.
Okay.
I'd love to see you do one between Sugar Ray Leonard and Roberto Duran.
Ooh. How about that?
All right, there you go, Dom. Appreciate it, man.
Now, that's in you guys are too
over
young.
My head.
Yeah, you guys are too young.
I recognize Sugar Ray Leonard for
Leonard
sure.
Leonard versus Duran.
Yeah, I
great
don't have
fights.
Much either on that.
I think they fought three times. Might have been twice.
Okay.
Great fights in the '80s, late '70s, early '80s, mid '80s. Back when the welterweight division, middleweight division was man, the '80s and nineties boxing. Man, you guys don't know what you're missing.
So
what you missed, man.
I always feel the thing that I missed out on. You obviously got to experience this. Like going to Temple, I love Temple. I didn't get a big time college experience from a football perspective.
Yeah.
The other thing I think I missed out on as a sports fan is when boxing mattered.
Man.
It's just not the
90s,
same now.
Man.
Yeah.
Oof.
That was one of my things during the pandemic is I went back on YouTube and you can watch all those like old fights and stuff. And that was pretty cool. Like Ali Frazier and stuff like that. One thing I've gotten into now, though, I've gotten into UFC. So I kind of.
Yeah.
It's similar, obviously. Like not.
I like
not
the big fights in UFC.
Power.
I'm not as a diehard UFC fan, but I like the big matches.
Well, you know what you'd like.
Where everybody gets together and watch them.
Fun sport to bet on, Ike.
What you got?
Oh,
believe me, I've dibbled and dabbled.
Yeah,
once or twice.
It's a good sport
but
to bet.
But just had, whatchamacallit just fought?
Adesanya.
Israel Adesanya,
He lost. He lost.
He lost that fight?
Last week, yep.
Oh, wow.
Disappointing.
Mm.
But
2-1-5.
To what Dom was talking about, like, I'm on your side, Elliot, with Trey Turner. I think when you look at most important guys moving forward, like, we were just batting this around before the show, is who kind of makes this offense go. I think Trey Turner's the guy who's most important because Schwarber and Harper, I believe when you need those guys, they're going to be there. Trey Turner's the one who just comes and goes, where he'll go on these great streaks, and I mean, that's awesome, but then he'll not hit for 3 weeks, and he's the guy who I worry most about going away when you really need him to be there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is the one because you know what you're going to get out of Schwarber, so you're not expecting a 300 hitter. He certainly has a great eye for pitches. So his on-base percentage, I believe it's still the best on the team. Kyle Schwarber, I know last week it was at one point. I think it is still the best on the team. So you know what you're going to get there. Bryce, I don't worry about Bryce Harper. He goes through these slumps. He's going to be fine in the biggest moments. Alec Bohm, I think, may be their most consistent player, although he had a tough game Saturday night.
Yeah.
Saturday night, where he needed to be, had the arm put around him because he's frustrated.
Well, and yesterday, he forgot the outs in the first inning.
Yes.
Not a good look there.
Not a good look. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, but your point with Trey Turner, if you're looking at the star players, he is the one that I'd be most concerned. Because I don't put Castellanos in that.
No,
he's in a different tier.
Yes.
But I would say, too, when we talk about what we're expecting this week with the, obviously, Astros and Braves series, you said, you know, Schwarber and Harper will be there when you need them. And I do feel that way about Schwarber. Harper this year has had a lot of big at-bats where he had chances to make impact, you know, at-bats, impact hits, ninth inning, eighth inning, and has come
don't
up small in a lot of them.
Don't do it.
I'm just being real. Like I would like to see Harper come up clutch over this next week.
I do believe
does he not come up
now.
Clutch in the postseason?
He's come up one time clutch in the postseason.
He's come up clutch.
No, I'm just saying this
guy
year
has a bad game six and seven, and we just automatically forget about everything else.
Welcome to Joel's life.
And this is the thing. That was the problem with last year's 6-7 with Arizona. Is they basically said that, not basically, they did say, Torey Lavulla said, we're not gonna let Schwarber and Harper beat us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're gonna pitch around them. Trey Turner's the guy who's hitting between those two.
Yeah.
He's the one who's guaranteed to get pitches to hit.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at guys who, you know, if you want to use the word blame for that series, Trey Turner's the guy who they needed to come
through. I'm just saying, though, when you think of all the big-time at-bats Bryce has had this year in big spots, what's his signature moment? It feels like more often than not this year when he's been up, he has not come up with a big hit when they've needed it. So this week, there will be big at-bats because presumably these games are going to be close. And if we're going to, at least for me, view this as like a judgment week for the Phillies, we can see who they are. I need Bryce to come up big in those moments.
That's fair enough. And one of the things that did bother me last week, and I took some heat for it, I think he should have gone to Topper and told him he wanted to hit at the end of that game on Sunday.
100% agree with
you on
that. I
mean, you're the tying run coming to the plate. Things have been going the way they've been going. He's got to take that at bat there and take it out of the manager's hands. He's not going to tell him no.
100%. I agree with you. Yeah.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. When we get back, we will get some Eagles roster decisions. Also, Rob Thompson, just moments ago, has made a declaration on Taiwan Walker's future. So we will get to that coming up next. Will Taiwan pitch this week or not? That's coming up. Tom Kelly, Elliot Shore Parks, Ike Reese with you on the afternoon show today. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.